And we're back on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. It's our National Signing Day special with the Shadron State football coaching staff in the studio here today. Real grateful that these guys took time to come down and share all of this, as they do each year with us, to talk CSA football. And we have today's finishing coach with us, Wes Coombs. We're going to talk about secondary and special teams with Coach Coombs. Wes, we've gotten the opening thoughts from all three of our guests before you, Coach Long, Smith, and Sassy. How was signing day and recruiting on your end of things?
Glad signing day is here. Glad to get these guys here, get them in all our communication and stuff, and get them working ready to go for next fall.
Is it? It's obviously exciting, but is it also like a relief when this day finally comes? Like, okay, we can maybe sort of relax for a few days before diving into spring, and now that you know who you've got, the weight falls off the shoulders?
It's absolutely a relief, and now we can, me and Coach Sassy were talking about today, we can start working on football instead of recruiting.
Yeah, and that's what you guys really love to do, is those X's, those O's, and working with who you know you've got. Okay, let's go to a very important position for the defense, of course, cornerback, the safety position. You guys wanted to really target this. Tucker Peterson emerged last year, a really strong young player at safety. Dax Girardi's been around here for a while, but with red shirts and injuries, still has some time. So there's some studs here. You lost J.J. Hare to the transfer portal, one of the starting cornerbacks. Had to address that, too, and find somebody to fill in there. How did you guys fill in the secondary, that safety, and that corner position?
Well, at safety, for one, we feel really good with our first three guys, really, Dax, Tucker, and Sutton Pullman. Those three are very solid guys for us, guys that we count on to be pushing for, you know, not only top guys on our team, but top guys in our conference at that position. We think that all three of those guys have that potential. Where we're looking recruiting safety-wise was really to build the depth behind those guys. Another big reason that we're recruiting safety so hard, obviously I'm the special teams coordinator, and it's helpful when you got a lot of safeties that can run down and be part of your special teams. I also get them in our position meeting, so I can kind of hit them twice with things. So that's really why we're trying to bolster the depth with that, to really help out our special teams a lot more too. And then at corner, you know, losing a guy like JJ, you know, that stinks. JJ's a great football player, a great athlete. But the guys that we brought in, Coach Sassy talked about a little bit before, Jaden Lang, Omar Ali, Melvin Lipsy, Tashawn Young. Those are guys that we really believe in. Omar has come in. He got here right at mid-year, and has absolutely blown everybody away on the team. He's one of our top point getters in our point system that we do. I mean, he's killing it right now. Jaden Lang is going to get here the second 8 weeks. He's from San Joaquin Delta. We're really excited about him. He was potentially going to get here mid-year, and then things were moving too fast for him, so he wanted a little more time, which we gave him more time.
Sure.
And then Mel played a little bit. He played a little bit of both. He played safety and he played corner at Laney College. We're looking at where he's going to play corner, but he's another guy that just adds depth. He's a guy that can play really well at either of those positions, or we can play a lot of special teams too. And then Tashawn, same thing. Tashawn's a little undersized, but Tashawn can fly. He goes by T.Y. He's going to be mad I keep saying Tashawn, but he can fly. So we're really excited about the guys we brought in mid-year at corner.
Well, I know he goes by T.Y. I know he's on defense. If he can run like T.Y. Hilton in the NFL, who was an absolute
speedster. He's trying to speak it into existence. That's
yeah.
What he's trying to do.
Yeah, we'll be very happy if he's got those kind of wheels. And it's great to see that you brought the transfers, experienced guys that you said you already really believe in and you're counting on at that position. Special teams-wise, you talked about the coverage units, things like that with your safeties. Kicking game, Wilson Yee was amazing last year kicking the ball. Brody Eisenbraun is coming back at punter. He tested the portal water for a minute or two and then decided, hey, you know what, Shadron State's a good place to kick the football, and he did great as well. So he's coming back. What does that do to you and your aims for recruiting at those positions and the specialty stuff when you have them back, which is a good thing, but then maybe you have to pivot to where you try to attract some guys in, or do you just try to build the depth?
We are really fortunate at those two spots. This is the best in my years of coaching that I've had at kicker and punter, and also at long snapper. Lynch coming back at long snapper, he's got experience too.
Yeah.
So really, and also our backup punter, Tristan Height, is also a very solid option for us. So we feel really good at the punter spot. What I'm really trying to do is try to bring in a guy that wants to walk on, have that opportunity to really learn from Brody and Yee, because I am the special teams coordinator, and I tell these guys, our guys all the time, that they know a lot more about kicking the football than I do. I've never kicked or punted a football in a game in my life. So they're going to teach the young guys that we try to bring in, because they've got 1 to 2 years potentially, both of them left. So if we can bring in a guy that they can kind of take under their wing and teach in some things,
yeah,
that's only going to help us in the future. And then when those guys graduate, keep rolling and hopefully keep this thing going.
Shadron State's almost kind of become sort of a kicker punter you in a sense. There's been some really good players that have come up and through this program of recent years. You know, Zach Smith punting, and Gabe Kozlik too, and you know, on the kicking game as well, with Gunnar Jones, who set those marks too. And so do you find it, recruiting coach, that you notice kids saying, like, recognizing those things of like, hey, this has become a place where I know that the history shows I can be successful?
Absolutely. It's really easy to brag.
Yeah.
It's really easy to say, hey, we've broken these records the last 2 years. We give our guys opportunities, things like that. It's really easy to brag, and it gives, you know, guys might come here for less of a scholarship than they would at some other places because of that. I've seen that really this last year more than any other time before.
Coach, anybody else you want to highlight in this year's signing class, transfers or freshmen or anything like that? Any final thoughts, too, on how things came together this year for recruiting before we sign off a very busy hour of signing day coverage here today?
Just kind of transfer-wise, the other guy we haven't talked about is Jason Pugal. He's from Palomar Junior College as well. He's Omar Ali's teammate. He's coming in at safety to kind of help us with that depth. And then our high school guys, I feel really good about this whole class. Bryson Dirks from Holyoke. Javen Gonzalez from Odessa, Texas. They beat Permian this year. Javen was recommended to me by one of my best friends in coaching. Eli Martinez from Cherry Creek. Cameron Meyer from Arvada West. Gage Minkin, obviously, from Hay Springs down the road.
Yeah.
And then we brought in Elijah Bruce from Cajon, California, a corner. Guy that, you know, we're just excited that we think he can develop into something. And really, all of these guys, I think, are going to be great additions to our overall football team.
All right. Coach Wes Coombs, our final guest tonight on a very busy signing day special show. It is so much fun to talk to these guys. And again, grateful that the entire staff of coaches Micah Smith, Clint Sassy, Wes Coombs, and the head man himself, Jay Long, who started the hour off tonight, give us this time, this information, and these thoughts on all these future Eagle football players. Congrats to you, Coach, and everyone with the staff and the program on another successful signing day. Can't wait to see you guys on the fields for spring football coming up. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, that's tonight's Shadron State Sports Journal, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. And make sure to tune into tonight's podcast if you'd like to. We'll have all the interviews and details on signing day posted on panhandlepost.com.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles' Dave Collins chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Line.